What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket got punched. Another soul goes on board the termination train to the underworld. Now, this article was published on the 21st of July. Stewart, eye doctor, faces termination charge for offlining his ex-wife in Palm Beach County. An eye doctor? Well, he must have had those hungry eyes. Y'all know I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Stewart eye doctor, an ex-husband of a woman who was shot and offlined near a sidewalk, is facing a charge of first-degree termination. On Friday, the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said Richard Seath was taken into custody after a search warrant at his Jensen Beach residence after he was found to be a suspect in the offlining of his ex-wife and Spirit Airlines flight attendant, Cynthia Seath. Deputies say a search warrant was also performed at his Stewart practice. Seath was taken in with the help from PBSO's tactical unit, U.S. Marshals, and the Martin County Sheriff's Office. Seath was brought to Palm Beach County, where he was interviewed by Violent Crimes Division detectives. Following the interview, he was booked on a count of first-degree termination and booked into the Palm Beach County Jail. Investigators say Seath and Cynthia had finalized their divorce on May 5th, and that as part of the divorce, Seath owed Cynthia a total of $285,000 for the mortgage on the residence at Lucerne Greens, which she received in the divorce. Well, I think we can understand why this man put the mask on. He appeared before a judge on Saturday morning. Neighbors said there was a very heavy law enforcement presence at the time the warrant was executed. Richard Baird, who lives nearby, said he was shocked to hear the news. Quote, unquote, pretty shocked. It's a quiet neighborhood, Baird said. We pretty much have a lot of social interactions with most of the people on our block. He said he never really interacted with Seath and that he seemed very private. Quote, unquote, he's pretty reserved, the neighbor said. He didn't really participate in a lot of things we did outside of the house, so he pretty much kept to himself most of the time, at least with us. On Tuesday, PBSO said they responded to a report of a woman found deleted from an apparent gunshot wound in the 4700 block of Lucerne Lakes Boulevard at 3 a.m. Detectives from the Violent Crimes Division were there at the scene several hours on Tuesday, with the sidewalk where the carcass was found cordoned off with crime scene tape. Neighbors say the woman was found on a sidewalk along Lucerne Lakes Boulevard at around 3 a.m. Tuesday morning, a short distance from her first floor condo. Seeth was offline only 2 days before her birthday. On Thursday, she would have been 55. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, here we have another case of, yeah, you know what? Lead is cheaper than the lawyer. Now we know why this man put the mask on. Ex-wife getting fleeced? Yeah, that would drive a lot of rational men insane. Him being a doctor, her being a flight attendant, yeah, you know good and damn well she was like, yep, I'm going to get paid off this divorce. But hey, she thought she was in the clear. However, once again, we have another proven case of, ladies, you think you're going to ruin a man's life with the gun of the state? You're going to declare war on him. However, when that man decides to bring the actual war to you, no one's going to be there to help you fight that battle. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, looks like he spun the block to their old place, so I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. That gets a 5. Psychological impact. No one was around to witness it, but they still had to come and make a very public scene, so I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor. Sounds like one to the dome. Going to give that a 20. So Richard, the renegade Seeth, gets a score of 75. Here we are yet again, ladies. You think that the system is going to protect you while you fleece your husband. Oh, they make all those promises of, yeah, we're going to be there to protect you. However, nope. She thought she got away free and clear and left him with the bill. Nah, ladies. Mm-mm. There are always going to be men out there who say, you know what? Lead is cheaper than a lawyer. And they're going to make that a reality. This man's not the first. He definitely will not be the last. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And once again, to you women out there who think that divorce is this grand little game that you get to play where you get all the cash and prizes and the man gets stuck with the bill, you better understand this, ladies, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that the court systems want you to believe you have during divorce, that always goes out. Feminism and the idea that that man is just going to let you fleece him for everything he's worth and he's not going to take action. Yeah, that thought process is going out in a lot of men. So here we have another case of a man who said, you know what? Fuck it. She declared war on me. I'm going to declare war on her. And in the end, I'm going to join the Three Hots in a Cot Retirement Club. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.